Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go! All right, praise the Lord, everybody. We have a special broadcast today. I have my wonderful husband on with me today, and just a wonderful, powerful man of God, my internet radio co-host, Pastor Furlow. You there?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And we want to encourage all of our listeners. We appreciate all of you. I want to let you guys know you can listen by phone anytime at 641-793-9495. Listen on the go. You can download the app. We also are on iHeartRadio, so if you want to catch up on some of our broadcasts, you're going to be encouraged, empowered, amen, and I'm excited to just release the word of the Lord here on GAB Radio. You can download the Radio Line app. It's called Radio Line, L-I-N-E, and search Great Awakening Christian Radio, and don't forget about TuneIn as well, or you can go to our website at www.gabradio.org. And I want you guys to send those prayer requests. Pastor Aaron and myself, we're always waiting on deck, on assignment to just intercede. Right, Pastor?
Amen. Amen. Intercede for the people.
That's right. Intercede for the people. And also, if you're wanting, amen, glory to God, and you have a word and you feel like God has called you to ministry, you want to just release the word of the Lord to the people. We are looking for powerful men and women of God to come on air, and we have openings available. So you can go to GAB Radio and find out how you can host your own radio station, your own radio show there as well. Amen?
Amen.
So today we have a open topic, and we're just going to kind of just find out what is really going on. Pastor, you heard about the earthquake that happened a couple of days ago?
Yes, yes, heard about that.
Oh, man, what you think about that?
Just God saying that earthquakes is going to be in diverse places.
Amen.
And that's in the Word of God, so we have to be aware when things start to happen. Amen, we got to refer back to the Word of God.
That's right.
Back to the Word we have been taught. Amen, because everything is going down but the Word of God.
Come on now.
We have to refer back to the Word of God on these events and different things that are going on in our society today.
Yes.
Because it is keeping us from really doing the will of the Father, because
that's right.
If we don't be aware of things, amen, we'll get caught up in a snare because we're not aware.
Yes.
So we have to stay in the Word, and plus look at the news and see what's going on, so we'll be aware of what's going on. People say, well, I don't like to look at the news. It's just doom and gloom. But you need to look at the
yes.
news, because it's the scripture fulfilling itself.
My God.
And when the scripture fulfills itself, that lets you know that Jesus is soon to come.
That's right.
So you have to be aware of what's going on around you and your surroundings. I know people hate to look at the news.
Yes.
And because it is bad stuff that always come on the news. But looking at the news and seeing things like that lets you know that Jesus is soon to come, and to keep our house in order.
That's right.
And to keep our lives pleasing to God, that we don't get left behind.
Amen. That's
Amen.
Good.
We want to be ready when Jesus comes, but we don't want to do the things it take to stay ready.
That's right.
Amen. It take a well-made-up mind. It take a well-made-up heart. And you got to be willing to do the things that nobody else will do. Amen. When it comes to kingdom work.
That's right.
Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God for the news, because it lets me know that I got to keep myself in order.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible say too, you know, when you see that the clouds are getting gray, when you see different things going on, that you know it's finna rain. But, you know, applying that to the spiritual world, that's we also have to have not just eyes of the spirit, but he gave us natural eyes to see too. Amen.
Amen.
To see the
amen.
Signs of the time. And I think one thing people like to say who lives in denial or really don't want to take accountability for their, you know, for their walk in Christ is, you know, they like to say that, oh, this has been happening for years. Oh, this been going on. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Ain't nothing new. You know, and so they try to say that to no, it ain't nothing new under the sun, but it's still the Bible fulfilling itself.
Amen.
I was talking to a lady today on my job, and she was like, they were in the store, and the whole store started moving left and then to the right. They thought they didn't know what was going on. They thought they was maybe had fell over, you know, because your mind don't know what's happening. If the earth starts shaking right now, you about to lose your mind. It's like having a car accident. You don't realize it happened until it's over, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so we are blessed here in Florida because right now we haven't experienced those kind of turmoil. You know, hurricanes is turmoil, but earthquakes, I mean, who wants an earthquake? I think that's the worst one. And I just feel like God is speaking to his people that, you know, if something happened here on earth, are you ready to see Jesus? That's the key thing. Have you given your life to Christ? How do you know you're going to heaven? Pastor, tell the people how they can be assured and know that if God take them out or if they die today or tomorrow, how do they know that they're going to heaven?
The way you can know, praise the Lord, that you're going to heaven is you got to give your life to Christ.
Amen. That's
Amen.
Right.
You got to feel God is sorry for your sins and repent.
Yeah.
Amen. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Right.
Hallelujah. You got to repent, feel God is sorrow, and be converted.
My God.
Hallelujah. In your soul to follow Jesus and accept him as your personal Savior.
Yeah.
Amen. He's just not going to jump on you just dry along soul. You got to invite him into your heart.
Yes.
Amen. And he comes into a clean place. Amen.
Yes.
Because when you say, Father, forgive me, and you mean it from your heart, guess what? He takes your sins and throws them in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And when Jesus comes into your heart, it's not going to be a flowery bed of ease like folks be pretending. Amen. It takes work. Amen. To do the things of God and to believe in him.
Yeah.
When everything around you is in chaos.
My God.
And you can see it tangibly.
Yes.
Amen. It takes work to keep your mind stayed on him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. So guess what? I got to keep my faith in God at work.
My God.
Hallelujah. I got to work out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That goes to the day I die.
Yes.
You got to be ready.
My God.
Hallelujah. When you're doing a work for the Lord, you got to be ready. You got to... It's for God I live and for God I die.
Yes. Pastor, what you think about the grace? Because, you know, well, this is what's going on. You know, the devil want to confuse the people, okay? You know, yes, we are saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're supposed to believe that God rose Jesus from the dead and not only confess him and believe it in our heart, but walk that thing out in our daily walk. You don't tell your husband you love him and then you cheat on them. You don't tell your wife you love them and you cheat on them. You whatever you say out of your mouth, if it ain't really in your heart, your actions will expose you. Amen.
That's right.
And so what is happening now, the enemy has threw the spirit of confusion in the body of Christ. This side over here believe that we're saved by grace and the work is finished. We don't have to do anything else. All we got to do is just repent and still live in sin. My God. And this side of the church say, yes, although we're saved by grace, he's still going to hold us accountable for how we live no matter what you say out of your mouth. Because he said, you love me with your mouth, but your heart, my God, is far from me.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel, Pastor Furlow, about this new age doctrine going on, talking about grace, his grace is grace, but nobody is holding the people to accountability?
Amen. By grace we are saved, by the grace of God, meaning that God gave you the time to
yes.
get yourself together.
My God.
That's what that grace is. God gave you, given you time to get yourself together. Now let me drop another bomb on you. You
yes.
have to have the Holy Ghost in order to make it to heaven. Hallelujah. You have to have the Holy Ghost to make it to heaven. Because you can't make it to heaven no other kind of way. That's your ticket out of here.
Yes.
When Jesus was leaving this earth, he said, I'm going to send to you a comforter.
Yes.
Which is called the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And the Holy Ghost is a convictor of sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you don't have the Holy Ghost and you're not convicted of your sins, hallelujah, guess what? You can't leave here.
My God.
Hallelujah. You're stuck in the mud. Why? Because, yeah, you believe in Jesus.
Yes.
But have you received the Holy Ghost
since you believe? Yes, God.
See, the Holy Ghost is a keeper and guider to all truth. All truth means all things in Jesus Christ, all things in his word. That's why you have to study to show thyself approved.
Yes.
See, grace is just, his grace was sufficient enough to keep you until you gave your life to Christ.
My God, that's good.
That's his saving grace, that you didn't die in your sins.
Yes.
That's his saving grace, because the Bible also states that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God
is eternal life.
Is eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes,
our
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, you have to believe in the word of God to get the substance of God. Now, I believe in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, the third part of the Godhead. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's the comforter. He leads you and guides you. He shows you in Jesus, which is the scripture, how you ought to do things in life.
My God, that's good.
Hallelujah. If you recognize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
My God.
No man cometh unto the Father except by me.
Yes, Lord.
And you have to have the Holy Ghost to even get closer to God than just being saved.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
The Holy Ghost draws you near to the Father. He said, you draw nigh to me, I draw nigh to you.
Yes.
So just grace alone ain't no good. You need power to get up on that great day.
Hallelujah.
Good
God
Almighty.
That's good.
Grace is not that power. The Holy Ghost is that power. And ye shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost have what? Come upon you.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, grace is what covers you until you get the power.
Thank you. And when you get the power of the Holy Ghost,
yes.
Grace ain't got to keep you no more.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because you have the keeper, which is the Holy Ghost.
The greater.
My God, have mercy.
Yes.
But grace will be with you always. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yes, hallelujah. Pastor, we're going to go to a quick break. This is good, Pastor. This is good, open topic. If you guys are enjoying this, email us at gabradio36@gmail.com. Stay tuned.
believe, and I'm free, because I have a second chance. I'm happy,
happy to be.
Are you happy?
All right, all right. God bless everybody. We're back. Great Awakening Christian Radio. I'm your host, Prophetess Shrita Furlow. My husband on today with me.
Praise the Lord.
We are excited about what God is doing. I want y'all to go right now, sow a seed into the radio ministry. That is Cash App, GAB Radio 5. Again, Cash App, the dollar sign, GAB Radio 5. And we pay to be on the air. We appreciate all of our listeners worldwide. Thank you guys so much. So, Pastor, before we went to break, we was talking about the proper way of knowing, you know, if we truly gonna make it to heaven when Jesus come. So how can the people know that we're secure? How do we know that we're secure in this thing for real? Because, you know, you got a lot of people playing church, and my opinion on it is you have to be serious about God. If I could just put that in there,
you have to be serious. You have to be. I don't mean to cut you off,
yeah,
but you have to be serious. You cannot iterate that enough.
Yeah.
You have to be serious about your walk with Christ, your
mm-hmm.
walk with God.
Yeah.
Because, listen, the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy.
My God.
And if you don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, guess what? He can deceive you without even trying.
That's good.
Did y'all hear me? He can deceive you without even trying. But when you have the Holy Ghost gives your discernment heightened ability to see the devil and to know when he's trying to hoodwink you into doing things ought not be doing in the spirit.
Yes.
That's why the Bible says the Holy Ghost is a leader and a guider. Amen. That's why God said, he said in the word, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Yes.
Amen. See, you got to walk in uprightness.
Yes.
You got to be righteous. I ain't say be religious. I said be righteous.
That's good. Yes.
You got to be righteous. That means this right here, to be in right standing with God. When you're in right standing with God, guess what? The Holy Ghost dwells on the inside of you. And anything you do that's contrary to the word of God, the Holy Ghost will do what? Bring all things back to your remembrance.
Yes.
It will cause you to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. That's why you have to keep a repentant heart. See, folks don't want to give an account nowadays for the things they do. But see, you have to work at it.
That's right.
You have to work your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Because let me tell you what's fighting against you.
Mm-hmm.
Your flesh is fighting against you.
That's good. My God.
In my flesh, Paul said, dwelleth no good thing. When I thought to do good, guess what? Evil was what?
Always
present. Fighting against the thing you should do. And the things you wouldn't do, sometimes you find yourself doing. That's why you have to keep a repentant heart.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Ain't no harm in repenting. Good God Almighty. You have to work at this thing. This is not no hocus pocus. Everything going to be all right. No. Work out your own soul salvation.
Yes, hallelujah.
With fear and trembling. So when Jesus cracked the sky, hallelujah, and that first trumpet sound, you can leave this earth with an assurance. Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
And in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, you shall be changed from a mortal to immortality.
Yes, God.
Good God Almighty. And you go ride the cloud. Hallelujah. And go back with Jesus when he comes. You have that assurance. Because why? The Holy Ghost is on the inside.
Yes.
See, and this is another myth they got going on that the Holy Ghost is always around.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost don't dwell in no unclean place.
Yes.
So you have to stay clean.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Oh my God,
have mercy. That's good, Pastor.
That just screws somebody up right there. But you have your mind have to stay clean. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me and who trusts in me.
Yes. Come on now.
You keep your mind on Jesus and you won't fall to the pleasures of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
See, the flesh is what have you tipping out at nighttime, going to get drinks and stuff like that. Tipping out to the club. That's your flesh.
Yes, because
your flesh been doing it for so many years. The flesh is what have you cheating.
My God.
Slipping and tipping and gliding and sliding.
Come on,
that's the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Your flesh have you doing that funny stuff. Why? Because the flesh has been doing it so many years.
My God, help us, Lord.
That's why it takes the Holy Ghost to break down, to tear down the strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stronghold is a stronghold, and it can hold you back from reaching heaven.
Yes.
Or the place where Jesus has prepared for them that love him.
My God.
Hallelujah, glory to God. We got to be in a place of readiness.
Readiness.
We got to be in a place of awareness. That's what's going on in this world now, hallelujah, is very destructive.
Mm.
People calling themselves God and people calling themselves Lord.
Yes.
You don't got to follow that foolishness.
My God.
Hallelujah. You follow Jesus.
Yes, God.
You follow God's Son. And as long as you're following God's Son and you living the way he tells you to live, hallelujah. Love one another. Huh? Pray for them to despitefully use you.
Yes, God.
Good God Almighty. See, this, so somebody need prayer, not division. Hallelujah. Because somebody do you wrong, you ready to fight, cuss, and swear.
Yes, God. Amen.
But we need to follow peace with all men. Listen to the scripture. Follow peace with all men. Holiness without, oh my God, have mercy, that messed somebody
yes.
up right there. Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord.
Yes, God.
So you got to be holy.
Yes, God.
Oh my God, have mercy.
Pastor, I have a scripture here.
Uh-huh.
1 Peter 4:7. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. And then also in Matthew 24:42, therefore keep watch because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. And
go ahead, Pastor.
No, I was saying these are the scriptures about the end times and getting people ready. We as leaders supposed to be getting the people ready. And
uh-huh.
we're talking about everything. We're preaching about everything, prophesying about everything else than getting the people ready, getting the people mind back focused and geared ready to see Jesus when he comes. And that's what we're going to talk about on our next broadcast. How do we prepare? What we need to be doing? What we need to be focused on? But these are the scriptures. And for some reason or another, this age that we're living in, not a lot of churches talk about it. This is sad, Pastor. We're in a sad day.
Yep.
Go ahead. Amen.
It's quote unquote not the norm.
My God.
So guess what? Churches done went to compromising and done preaching compromising messages.
Yes.
To people's itching ears. Good God Almighty. See, they got boards that will boot the pastor out if he don't preach
what they
want to hear.
So sad. My God.
Now, read that first scripture you had again, because God gave me something on that scripture. I want her to read it again.
I don't have it anymore, Pastor. But it said, keep watch, because we don't know the hour when he's going to appear.
Listen, keep watch. Wake up, O ye that sleep.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. They try to wait till the last minute to get it right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's coming as a thief and a robber. We got to be prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
We got to be aware of the things that are going on around us if we want to leave this earth on time.
Yes, God. Amen.
Our hearts got to be prepared. Amen.
Amen.
And that's putting everything in your life, line it up to the word of God. Guess what? If it ain't lined up with the word of God, it don't make sense.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory. You get those people out of your life that are cancerous to your life.
Contamination. That's right.
Get them out your life because they are cancerous to your life. They don't mean you no good. They cause confusion. Every time you're around them, you're in some kind of mess that you got to get out of. Get around. Leave them folks alone.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care nothing about you, because if they cared about you, they wouldn't get you around them and put you in so many different situations.
My God.
Go ahead.
Yes, we out of time, Pastor. This is good. We're going to come back next week. Amen. We're going to talk about, you know, beware of the false prophets, teachers, and preachers, and just getting the people mind back to where it needs to be. This is what really, let me say this. When we preach and minister about the end times, this is what we're supposed to be talking about.
Amen.
He said, prepare my people for the coming of the Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thank God for the word of God. The word of God is the truth, whether we want to hear it or not. You know, and that's what I love about Great Awakening Christian Radio. Here we are free to minister how God give it to us in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. We had a good time, y'all. Come back again.
Mm-hmm.
We are here every day at noon with Prophetess Furlough, my husband, and I thank God for you, Apostle.
Amen.
Pastor Furlough, for coming in and just hanging out with me. It could be a struggle getting on and sharing and just getting on here, but I thank God because the people are listening. Amen. And I want you guys to email us your testimonies, your prayer requests, and put a seed in the ground, because God has a blessing with your name on it. Until next time, Great Awakening Christian Radio, let us be your number one radio provider here worldwide broadcast. God bless you.
Listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go!